Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. That sound, everyone, is Lonnie Newburn. He's demonstrating the, quote, right way to use a Boston shaker. And the Boston Shaker is also the name of the craft cocktail supply store in Somerville, Massachusetts, where that Lonnie owns and operates. So welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Meghna.
Okay, this might be my favorite show we've ever done. Yeah. Not just because you're going to make us some great summer cocktails, but also because Reverend Mary Alma Whitehammond did stick around from our week in review to help us enjoy the spirit of the spirits.
Yeah. That's right.
It's good to have you back. Reverend Whitehammond, again, minister at Bethel Avian Church in Jamaica Plain, Week in Review regular, and now cocktail connoisseurs.
Oh, yes.
And also still with us in the studio is Professor Nikki Green from Wellesley College.
I'm still here.
No one can ever claim the guests of Radio Boston aren't an intellectually diverse crowd. Yeah.
I think we got enough for everybody.
All right, so we're here to talk about summer cocktails with you, Lonnie.
Yeah.
You're going to make something for us.
Yeah, totally. We our little cocktail supply shop is all about getting the right people the right tools and ingredients to make any kind of drink, but we certainly talk with a lot of bartenders and home bartenders who are into more summery, lighter drinks.
Okay.
And low ABV or session comes up quite a bit. So these cocktails are actually ones that are a little less in alcohol, a little more refreshing.
That sounds good, right?
Yeah.
For summer?
Okay.
So, yeah, we're starting. So what are you going to do?
We're going to go real classic cocktail to begin with. We're going to do something called the Venetian Spritz or a Spritz-style cocktail.
This is one that,
this is a classic Italian one, one that's nice to have before dinner. It is really refreshing. It uses bitter Italian aperitifs or kind of bitter orange flavors like Aperol, Campari. Today we're going to be using Cochi Americano. So it's actually a lower APV or a fortified wine that has some more bitter agents. So it's not a full-strength spirit.
Okay.
We basically do a 3-2-1 build. This is a cocktail that has Prosecco. We're doing 3 ounces of that. A little club soda to cut the acidity there. And then we're going to use the Cochi Americano.
Okay.
So when making this, you literally just build it in the glass. That's why it's easy. You can make it, set the ice ready for your guests as they come in. You can just pour this as they come.
So you've got two tall glasses here.
I do. I have two. Okay. These are highball or Collins glasses. You can easily do this in a wine glass as well.
Do you guys have these supplies at home?
I have some of them. I'm an amateur.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be learning. This might be served at my house.
Oh, by all means. Yeah, these are really refreshing. Most people get behind them. Again, they're great to open up the palate and the appetite.
I've had this spritz
in
Venice.
So I just started by pouring the Cochi Americano. Yeah, exactly.
For this research purposes.
Let's go back there. If you want to modify this, we do work with some really cool small spirit providers here in Massachusetts. So we actually have a nice eau de vie or a fruit brandy. If you want to add a little more flavor to it and maybe a little more alcohol, you can use a little brandy that would pair with the bitter orange here.
So I got
brandy. Beaver Pond Distilling here. Jerry's a great distiller. He makes a lot of eau de vie or fruit brandies.
Uh-huh.
And this is his apricot. So we're going to do a little apricot just to bring out the bitter orange and to maybe give it a little more oomph behind that drink.
It is apricot season.
But the base spirits here are Cochi Americano and then the Beaver Pond Distilling Apricot Brandy.
And then
it becomes the spritz.
Right.
You got choices. Mostly it calls for club soda.
Okay.
You know, that's the kind of a little salt in there. But
and you said Prosecco, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, to cut the Prosecco, you do a little bit of bubbles here from the soda. I'm going to use Topo Chico. It's a nice mineral water, but it has great bubbles. The recipe calls for an ounce that kind of translates to a splash. So
got
just
it.
A little splash in there. And then, yeah, you top with this delicious.
I hope everyone can hear this.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Yeah,
right?
We're going to top with some champagne here. Really just cover the ice to the top there. And now this one, since you're building it, everything's incorporated. You can give it a quick little stir if you want. We actually carry a lot of reusable straws and things at the shaker. So you can put this straw in there. It's got a little spoon on it. Just give it a little twist. And they can serve. So this is the
all right. Oh, actually,
spritz.
I'm going to let Professor.
Yeah, you want to try this one?
Please, go ahead.
There you go.
So we're using steel straws. We do have some reusable ones because there's kind of a conversation going on.
Yummy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Kind of fruity, kind of bitter.
Yeah, you get the fruit, and depending on how well it's stirred, you get the fruit first, and then you get the sparkling.
Are you riding a gondola in Venice all of a sudden?
I really am right now.
Are we going back? But super, super, very classic, a lot of flavor, and in the end, refreshing. Again, this is a lower ABV. The bitterness really kind of wakes up.
I want everyone to know that I don't drink on the clock usually. So
it's just a spritz. Yeah,
I'm just going to have a little.
For work purposes.
But easy to build. Purposes. I mean, you can make this in a pitcher and serve it per guest, like per glass. You know, you don't have to build it per cocktail.
You rode your bike here. You're okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's hot out. You know, we're
so
trying to.
That was really easy to make.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's a built in a glass drink. Really easy to get people behind. And again, you can kind of switch out the bitter if you like orange, go with the Campari or go with the Aperol.
So what are the kind of qualities that you would say typify a perfect summer cocktail?
Bright, light, citrus. You know, with this one, if you wanted to make it a little lighter. I love doing a little grapefruit. I was going to say.
Then he has one.
If you have this, yeah, I was going to say.
That actually wasn't planned, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I
always carry fruit with me at all times. Now, grapefruit makes a great garnish. You can either cut it and do like a slice in there, kind of like these oranges. A lot of times people will put just an orange slice in the side, and that kind of brings the citrus into it. Yeah. But grapefruit, I would do a big peel with like a little wire or a veggie peeler. Just get this nice long peel going. And you could pull this all the way down the citrus. You can actually express the citrus over the drink. There's little oils in there.
Oh, you're just squeezing the peel over the drink.
It would give it quite an aromatic or like a nice citrus aroma. But you can just slide this down the side. Give yourself a nice, like, long grapefruit garnish.
Are you getting ideas, Mariana?
So, traditionally goes with the orange slice, but the grapefruit rind would honestly make this a little, more
that
refreshing.
That looks lovely. Okay, so remind me, what was this called?
The Venetian Spritz.
The Venetian Spritz.
It's a Spritz-style drink. Again, most of those are compiled with an Italian liqueur, soda, and Prosecco.
Okay,
terrific. Prosecco is the best one,
We have time for another one.
Yeah, If people are looking for books on that, we actually carry Session Cocktails by Drew Laser, and we actually have, Talia, her Bayoki's book, Spritz Cocktail. So if people are looking for recipes, they can find them there.
And this is at the Boston Shaker
in Somerville? At the Boston Shaker. You can find us, in Somerville and Davis Square, or we're online, bostonshaker.com. The next one is a simple sour drink. And sour just means shaken with citrus. You know, margarita, a sidecar, a bee's knees. These are all classic sours. They just have spirit, citrus, and sugar.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a take on the daiquiri, which is the classic rum sour. So rum, lime juice, and sugar. Our twist is going to make it a little lower. We're going to split the base spirit. We're going to have 1 ounce of rum. We're going to use Privateer Amber. And we're going to do one ounce of sherry.
Privateer from Massachusetts?
Yeah, out of Ipswich,
Mass.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, using a lot of local here today. So to start, to build two cocktails, you would just pour your spirits without ice into the clear portion of a Boston shaker. I'm doing 1 ounce of rum per cocktail, so I'm going to pour 2 ounces here.
And you have one of those cocktail measures.
Yeah, this is a jigger.
Or 2 ounces on one side, 1 ounce on the other?
That's right. Okay. And this one actually has the line for all the smaller measurements as well.
Okay.
A jigger is very important. It's one of the, to make consistent drinks, it's good to measure. That way you can make the same drink, twice there.
I did three or four drinks here.
I got an ounce of the rum, and then I'm going to split that with an ounce of sherry. And we're using an Amontillado sherry, which is kind of nutty, but it's a little sweeter. So it also is much lower in alcohol. So this brings down not only the total ABV, but it kind of makes it a more rounder drink. And then we're combining that with fresh lime juice.
Wow. Okay.
You can cut a lime in half and just squeeze it as needed. But I'm actually doing, I pre-squeezed it here just to make it a little less juicy in the studio here. So we got the fresh citrus. Again, just roll out your lime, cut it in half. You can get a,
need to go buy better limes. The one I always get are quite dry on
always
the inside.
Dry.
Yeah. The way to look for,
you need to knead them before.
I roll them out a little bit. Massage, but still, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are there tricks to get them to?
Yeah, you roll them out you can stick them in the microwave, just warm water. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of selecting the right ones. Good oranges and good grapefruits have a lot of kind of dimples on the outside. That lime, you're just looking for one that's not really super rock hard.
Okay.
Have a little bit of a softness to it.
Okay.
So we got our sherry, our rum, our lime juice, and our sugar in here. Now we're going to add ice. That's another important thing. Add ice last, especially if you got to walk away from your cocktail or some guests arrive. It's not going to go anywhere, and it's not going to dilute. Once you add ice, you're starting to cook your drink.
Really cool it.
I mean, not only does it chill it, but in the end, we are trying to add some water to the cocktail here. So we're going to fill this all the way up with ice. Don't be afraid. If you are hosting parties, good thing to have some ice laying around. We're going to cap this with the top of our tin. Give it a little tap here. It's going to make a seal off the bat. We're going to flip this guy over. The smaller the glass portion, Boston Shaker should always go on top. I got a nice angle here, so it's a good seal, and I have these little gaps, so you're going to help me open
it. Okay, so an angle between
I'm not lining up the pint glass perfectly on top. Okay. I'm actually giving it a slight angle so it touches the side.
I got it.
And a nice little love tap to seal it. Left hand bottom or your dominant hand on top, just shake over that same shoulder. Start slow, kind of working the ice once it hits both sides, throw back. But to go faster, just shorten your shake. We're looking for about a 10-second shake. You'll see it getting cold. You'll feel it getting cold. These are non-insulated tins. And this is really incorporating everything, mixing it, and obviously this is the fastest way to chill
a cocktail for those summer.
So about 10 seconds. So from now on, whenever I go to a bar, I'm going to be like timing
them, yeah. You can tell a lot, but yeah. But a good 10 seconds. Again, we're using pretty good ice here. Now that I have a really good vacuum going on here, I got to open the shaker. Uh-huh. And I'm gonna keep this flat side towards me. I'm going to look for this gap on the tin. I'm actually going to see this frost line and use that as my area to tap the gap and open this. So you tap it. Check your seal. If it doesn't go, you can just rotate. Keep going wherever that gap is. Tap the gap.
Are you taking notes, Professor?
Yeah.
I am taking notes. I'm looking very intensely at what he's doing.
But now you have your shaken cocktail. You want to strain on the bigger side here. I've got a Hawthorne strainer that's going to go right on top. And this is going to hold all the ice back, and that little coil is going to catch any citrus pulp or anything we muddled in there. And to do two drinks, a good rule of thumb is to do half-half, top-top, so halfway. Then come over here, feel the other guy halfway, and come back and top him off. That way you're not behind on the drinks and, you know, the whole night's ruined here. But this is a classic daiquiri. It's got some nice color because you're using the aged rum, which pairs with the manzanilla.
It's kind of like got this golden glow to it.
Yeah, this is a delicious drink. For garnish, you can do like a lime wedge on the side. I just do these little lime kind of squares. You can just kind of squeeze one and drop it in for a little extra citrus. So this is a classic daiquiri split with sherry.
It's like absolutely wrapped. The three of us are staring like, oh my God.
Over here, this is going to be another daiquiri. So this is,
what do you think?
Oh, that is perfect.
Wow.
Daiquiri is certainly an industry favorite. If you are looking to get a fresh cocktail, you want to check out a new bar, order a daiquiri.
Did you see her face?
It tastes like the beach.
We're going there. Do you mind?
That was like the face of quintessence. She's like, oh, that's so amazing.
I feel inspired.
Reverend William. Oh my God, we're out of time. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
That's how that happens, like, cocktail time.
Can you do this in 10 seconds? What are the three cocktail making supplies everyone should have at home?
A Boston shaker for sure, a jigger to measure, and a strainer to strain.
Lonnie Newburn, owner and operator of the Boston Shaker in Somerville. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I feel like we have a new Friday regular segment.
Makes it cool on a Friday. Yeah, happy Friday, everyone.
And Professor Nikki Green, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you for having me.
And Reverend Mariama Whitehammond, cheers to you.
To you too, Magna.
To spirits, liquid and holy.
Yes.
That's it for today. I'm Magna Chakrabarty. Have a happy weekend, everybody. Cheers. It's Radio Boston. Yeah.